This week, we're welcoming WLRN in South Florida to the Takeaway family, and part of WLRN's coverage is Miami. Joining us now is the mayor of the city, Tomas Regalado. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Celeste.
Well, I'm surprised you found time for us because Miami has definitely been in national news a lot lately. It's the staging ground for many of the relief efforts traveling over the water to Haiti. Many of your constituents there in the city are Haitian Americans as well. So what is the morale now with a very large Haitian population in Miami?
It is, Celeste. And actually, we have an area of the city called Little Haiti. And the Vice President and Secretary Napolitano visited with us 2 days after the earthquake. And from day one, the city has been very proactive, and the residents. Of course, the support has been overwhelming for the people of Haiti. We opened all the fire stations. We secure several warehouses 20 hours after the earthquake. The USDAR team from the City of Miami Fire Department landed in Haiti. They were there for 12 days, rescued more than 50 persons, did an extraordinary job. And through the Sister Cities program, because Miami is sister city with Port-au-Prince, we have received donations from cities throughout the United States. Just last week, Mayor Daley from Chicago sent two ambulances, which were shipped from here, from Miami, to Haiti. So we're proud of the work that the residents of Miami are doing for Haiti.
Many of the residents of your city there in Miami were among those calling for special status for Haitians, immigration status, to give them a little bit more protection, and that the government is not offering that. Do we expect any adjustments in that policy? Are you asking the federal government to perhaps protect Haitian immigrants?
Well, absolutely. That was one of the issues that we addressed with the Vice President when he came down here to Miami, and Haitian leaders also did that. And the administration, as you know, has extended the status to the Haitian people living in the United States before the earthquake. And that's, that was a very good move because we had like 10,000 Haitian nationals in deportation order here, and that would have created a very difficult social problem for us.
So, Mayor Regalado, you know, we are thrilled to have listeners in your city and all over South Florida joining the Takeaway family this week. And as you've described, with all of the complicated relationships between the people of Miami and nations throughout the hemisphere, I've got to figure your job as mayor of Miami is one of the toughest in the United States. Do you ever feel like you need a Secretary of State in addition to, you know, dealing with the sanitation and everything else mayors have to deal with?
Well, you know, we don't make foreign policy. We just suffer the foreign policy of the United States. But let me tell you, yes, we have so many issues that deals with Latin America. Last Sunday, we had demonstrations of Cuban exiles against a Cuban group that came to Miami. We have had many Haitians demonstration. We had Venezuelans demonstrating against Chavez. So this is, I guess, this is sort of a United Nations here in sunny Florida.
And yet you still have the same issues that the rest of the nation is dealing with. And in fact, in cases like housing, Miami is suffering at a higher level than most of other cities. How is Miami recovering, or are you recovering yet from the housing crunch?
We're not recovering yet. We have serious problems with foreclosures. We are one of the biggest areas of foreclosures. We have many empty condo buildings due to the condo craze building of years before. But we're moving along. I mean, we have also good news. I mean, we have the New Orleans Saints in downtown Miami, and we just had the ING Marathon with 18,000 runners last Sunday in Miami. So there's good news coming from Miami, too.
Well, let me ask you about a campaign promise that you made when you were running for office. You promised to restore the iconic Miami Marine Stadium that was badly damaged all the way back in 1992 during Hurricane Andrew. Can you tell me, where is that process now in bringing Miami Marine Stadium back?
Well, you know, that's only one of two in the world. The other stadium underwater is in Singapore. And yesterday I had the pleasure of welcoming Bonnie Burnham, the president of the World Monuments Fund. And we have the UM, University of Miami Architecture School, working on the plans. And we are asking the state of Florida and the federal government for money to restore. I think it has been declared historic. We're proud of it. It's unique in the United States. And we believe that with the help of the state and fundraising by the private sector, we will be able to restore it and have an extraordinary venue, because this is a stadium that faces the bay, and it has a tremendous look and an ambience here in Miami.
It's an icon on the skyline for sure, Marie.
It is.
Tomas Regalado is the mayor of Miami. He joined us from his own city down there in Florida. Thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to
all your constituents.
Yeah, thanks. Thank welcoming you. Our listeners at WLRN in South Florida this week to the Takeaway family.